welcome to MTF's This Is Africa, the filmmakers podcast for anything and everything film in Africa.
Yes.
We're based in Gaborone, Botswana, but we speak on all film news across the continent. I'm Serene Serena, screenwriter and filmmaker.
And I'm Nikita Neo Mukhware, trained actress and screenwriter. Today we'll be looking at nail-biting crime thrillers, film festivals that just opened up for fresh entries, and more.
We're also going to be talking to Luqman Ali, who is set to release his second short film, 16 Rounds, in what will be a series of short action-packed films.
Hey.
After his last film, Blind Date, I just know we're all about to witness another banger.
Girl, the poster alone.
Yo.
Hey.
I loved it so much.
My goodness.
I mean, it was amazing. I mean, he does have a graphic designing background, so I'm really not surprised it looked that good.
Hey.
It really gives me this vintage Hollywood vibe, you know?
The colors, the poses, the everything he was serving.
Mm-mm. I'm really interested to hear what he has to say about it. I'm really interested.
And dude, remember the IREP International Documentary Film Festival? Remember that one?
Yes, the online festival that happened mid to late March this year.
Yes. So it had been celebrating its 10th year of activity this year, right?
Whoa, a whole decade.
But it isn't the only 10-year-old festival on our radar this year.
Okay.
Introducing the Africa International Film Festival, which will also be celebrating its 10th edition this year.
Hey! Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's an annual film festival that takes place in Nigeria, founded in 2010 by Chioma Ude, a Nigerian entertainment executive.
You know, and her goal for it apparently was to train individuals in film, you know, then develop and monetize content for the public. You know, the word monetization scares so many creatives. Have you noticed?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like how creators have been raised to believe that if they aren't struggling, then they're not making real art. If you're not struggling, if you're not actually broke, your art is not real. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh no, a real artist isn't supposed to be rich and successful and actually make a living off of their stuff. They have to be on the brink of complete destitution at all times.
Okay. I have heard about that. I have.
Yeah.
But I do think that viewpoint is changing, though.
But is it changing fast enough, though?
I think it's changing as fast as it can. You know, more and more of the youth are seeing that the creative industry needs to be seen as an actual service that one must pay for, rather than just this hobby that so happens to bring in money every now and then.
You know.
Like, we've had this conversation countlessly with our fellow colleagues.
Yeah, we have.
We've talked about this.
We have.
Yeah. So I think we're at this point, we all seem to be at the same page when it comes to this. So it's a matter of just keeping it up and hoping that it spreads further down the line.
Yeah, it's not a crime to be paid for your creative work.
Not at all.
You know, I mean, like in October 2016, Ms. Ude also spoke with the corporate world about AFRIF in Lagos, right? Mm-hmm. And she explained that the aim is to raise awareness on the benefits and potentials of African cinema. So beyond the deep well of creativity that we have in our continent, there's also a lot of financial gain that can be made.
There we go.
Yeah.
And the more financial successes that we can have in our communities, the easier it will be to grow it and give it the support that it needs.
And that's what it needs.
You see, it doesn't help to make all that money and then not feed it back into the industry.
Exactly.
We're not going to grow if we don't do that. We're not going to reach that Hollywood status if
that
we don't do that.
Or even surpass it. Because that's
who's to say we can't be better?
Who's to say that, you know?
You know?
And if we need to do that. Otherwise, the dream of Africa being the leading voice in entertainment will stay just that, a dream. And it won't reach the heights we all are very much aware that it can.
Exactly. And this is why we report as much as we can on film festivals.
Specifically,
getting your film in any of them allows for you to network, to showcase your work to a wider market, and find opportunities to source funds for current or future projects.
And wouldn't you know it, AFRIF is currently open for entries.
Hey, they're calling for entries from all parts of the world. I like that it's not just in Africa.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, the Africans in the UK,
African diaspora is a real thing.
In China, and everywhere, basically, you know? And I think it's really cool. All parts of the world in all film categories and genres.
And the theme is Africans for Africa. You know, I'm absolutely in love with that theme. You know. That's my, like, what? If I had a branding, if I had, like, a name tag on my body, it would be, like, Africans for Africa.
You can't put it on a T-shirt, though.
Put it on a T-shirt. But they already took it. I'll have to figure something else out. But it speaks directly to my soul.
No, definitely.
Like, that's where we are as a lot of African creatives.
Entries will run from March 25th to July 1st, 2021. And the submission links can be found on their social media pages and their websites. it's a really wonderful opportunity and you really shouldn't miss it.
You can't miss out on it. Something else you don't want to miss out on is the upcoming film 16 Rounds by Ugandan filmmaker Lukman Ali. We spoke about and watched his last film, Blind Date, and we could not stop gushing about it. It's expertly made and part one of a series, so we're now here to discuss part two. Lukman, hi.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're good. Great. We're so happy to have you here.
I am so happy to be here.
Yes. You know, we are big fans, big fans. But please, introduce yourself to everyone else. Tell us about you.
My name is Lukman Ali, and I'm mostly a TV commercial director, also a sketch artist, and a 3D motion graphics designer.
So we gotta ask, how did you get into film?
You've mentioned a lot of different roles that aren't really related to it.
I guess everything I've been doing has been leading to this. I started off by drawing comic books when I was like 5 years old. And I always told my dad that I wanted to be somehow a part of film. At that time, I didn't really know what it meant. I always looked at it as being an actor. So as a child, I would draw like comic books, and instead of playing with toys, I'd play with my drawings. Like, oh, this guy kicks this guy, and then in the next, this guy dies, or in the next, and that's kind of how I spent my childhood. I was always drawing to the point that my mom tells me that there's a story. One of her neighbors told her that he was so proud of me because I was always reading books, and my mom found that funny because I was never reading. I was always drawing.
So they just assumed you were reading.
Oh no, yeah, they don't listen to this interview.
You know?
Disappointment.
they always assumed that I was reading to become like a lawyer or someone important, but I was just drawing. So anyways, from that, I did that throughout all my childhood, all the way to like high school. And then around high school, that's when I figured out Photoshop. So I moved into Photoshop, and then Photoshop led me into 3D graphics. That led me into 3D motion graphics. Oh, but all this time, it was leading me to film because everything I was doing was inspired by the films that I was watching. So I think around 2012... that's when someone introduced me to editing, and I didn't really do much of it until around 2015. I'm not really good with the years, but there was a time I started making, I was able to afford a camera. I saved for a long time, and I bought my very first camera, and I think in the first week of buying my first camera, I made my very first short film called Monday, which is online.
And then
I made the Bad Mexican.
Love that one. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that one was so good. That one was so, so good.
Yeah. So I've just been kind of learning my way through practicing, because I figured, you know, no one gives it to you. You kind of have to like just give it to yourself.
Amen, brother.
If you want to make movies, you can't just wait for people to let you make films. You just have to pick up a camera, or if you don't have one, save up for one, doing something else that pays you, and then just make films. You know,
gotta be proactive.
I just started making films. I started making films, and then I wrote that I am the director. And so everyone believed it.
I remember seeing the credits for Bad Mexican, and it was all Lukman
Ali, every single turn.
Editor, SFX director. What else? Cinematographer, producer.
Screenplay.
Hey, I was expecting to see actors. Lukman.
Like it's a bit strange now when I watch it, but at the time I thought that, you know, I've done these things, so why not? I could just ask my name, you know.
But yeah,
you. Yeah, but these days when I do stuff, I just leave it. If I've done the art direction of a film, mm-hmm. and I'm the director and I'm the cinematographer, I just leave the art direction blank.
You don't want to blow too many of your trumpets now, do you?
I don't want to seem like I'm some kind of autocratic dictator or something.
I say write them down. If you did it, credit is so important nowadays. Credit is like a content producer's like bread and butter. If you did that, make sure we know that.
She has a point, especially if the quality is that top notch. Why do you want to hide?
Bleh.
You know?
But
film is so collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
That if people see you as the kind of guy that likes to do everything himself, kind of puts you in a bad place.
I see. So you'd rather come off as I'm a team player. Don't worry about all of this.
Don't mind that the other credits aren't coming out. Hey. It's okay.
Sometimes I just don't have the right person for that job. Yeah, but I know when I do get one, I will be very open to that person doing whatever they do.
But for someone who can do so many roles, I mean, nowadays you have to be a jack of all trades in the film industry to do as what you're saying, to just get up and do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. So of all those roles, which one is your favorite?
I like directing because as I've done the visuals for a really long time, I've come to learn that it doesn't really matter how cool the visuals are. Mm. The story is the key to everything. And I feel as a director, you kind of have a hand in building the story and the vision of the project. And because of that, I think I enjoy that process slightly more. It's way too much work, but fulfilling. It's very fulfilling afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now let's get into your current project.
Yes.
It's called 16 Rounds. Mm-hmm. But before 16 Rounds, there was The Blind Date, the short film that started
Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. What can you look forward to in 16 Rounds? I loved Blind Date. I loved how it ended. I want to see that last scene.
It might be spoilers. So we won't really go into detail. Yes. But that last scene, you know what we're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
You know what we're talking about.
That's what you call suspense. So it gets me wondering, what can you look forward to in 16 Rounds?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of it's an anthology series. So what happens in episode 1 doesn't have anything to do with episode 2.
So it's like Black Mirror.
Exactly. So even episode 2 kind of ends on a cliffhanger.
Wow.
And there won't be any sort of resolve in episode 3. But it's, to be honest, I believe that life in general is like that. Like everyone dies at the point where they had plans for next week, but then they just die, you know? I think I like stories. My stories don't have like a definite bad guy or a good guy. Everyone is just a human being. And depending on the situation they're put in, they might either be a bad person or a good person. So in 16 Rounds, it's, I think it's better written because I've also improved my writing.
Oh, wonderful.
So I just think that it might be a better film, hopefully.
Okay. If you were with us as you speak, you would see the shock in our eyes.
I was looking forward to continuation.
I won't lie to you. I really was. I mean, it's okay though. It's another good story to look forward to at the end of the day. Mm. So I'm still looking forward to your explanation for it.
Mm. Your explanation definitely.
It makes a lot of sense.
You guys were hoping for a continuation.
We're waiting for part 2.
I mean, for starters, you've written episode 2. So I'm just like, okay, we're going to see what's going on.
We weren't aware that it was a standalone.
It's not a continuation. Yeah. It's just a different story.
Okay. But that's really exciting.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Now we're excited.
That's exciting
again.
In a different way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now it's, you know, new characters, new plot, new environment.
You can imagine the shock on people who will see it for the first time without hearing this. They'll think I'm what's going on? They'll be like, what's going on here? What's this?
You know, I thought,
oh,
okay.
My goodness.
But we trust you.
It's okay. We trust you.
People won't mind after they finish the film. Yeah. They'll be like, you know what? Worth it.
Worth it.
Worth it. So then,
I hope.
Yeah, so these films are part of the series, right? Standalone episodes. So what can we look forward to, you know, as we go through the series? Like
maybe just a snippet of like themes that could be
addressed. Yeah, because so far we're getting a theme of action. Yeah. You know, action-packed, you know, hectic explosions, all these things.
Sixteen Rounds is all these films are about crime, and the key thing is the crime is going to be done by someone you trust, like a family member, you know, stuff like that. So it's people you trust kind of like doing you dirty. So that's kind of that's the general thing about the whole all the films.
Yeah. Okay,
crossed lines.
Yeah. 16 Rounds is about a guy that suspects his wife of cheating. So he fakes a trip and then trying to catch her in the act. And, you know, just turns out that she's way smarter than him. And that's kind of the idea of the story. So it has a couple of layers to it. So I hope I'm not really good at summarizing stories, but that's kind of the gist of the story.
All right, totally looking forward to that. So you have a very specific vision in your work, you know. It's you can see it through the visuals, you can see it through the script itself,
and how you just describe the themes
exactly
now for the series.
So my other question is, what are your core principles when it comes to film in general?
I think for me the main thing is to have a very interesting story that has layers.
Mm-hmm.
And also to entertain. I don't like films that try to teach me lessons. So from the beginning, I always try to avoid trying to teach people lessons.
Mm-hmm.
If lessons do come in, I want them to figure them out on their own, and they're like, oh, I learned something from this. But I try, every time I feel like I'm being preachy, I change the script a bit and remove those lines that are being preachy because I can't stand it. And I want to make things that I can watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the reason why you might think that my vision is so clear is because I'm part of the thing from beginning to end, and there's so much planning.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example in The Blind Date. There's a scene where you see a key, a close-up of a key going through the keyhole and opening. There's a story behind that shot. Most
what
people
happened?
Think it's just a cool shot for no reason.
Yeah.
It did look really cool.
But,
yep.
But in the movie, and in the dialogue, the guy had confessed that his dad is a locksmith and he can pick the lock.
Yes.
So
I remember that.
So I had to do a close-up of him using a key so that people who are attentive will know that, oh my God, he's lying because he's using a key. He's not picking the lock. And there's so many of those things littered throughout the whole film. But then the people that get them and they tell me that, oh, I think I got this. And I'm so happy that they got it. And then most people don't. And that's fine because if they don't get it, then it wasn't meant for them.
Oh my God.
So I try so much to have so many of those layers in there.
I have to rewatch the
hopefully
film.
Hopefully someone sees them and make my day.
Yep, I have to rewatch the film.
I don't know if I answered the question. I feel like I haven't.
You have. And I like just the fact that you're also in the whole process from beginning to end, because then you're able to see that, you know, that vision that you're looking for goes every single step of the way.
You're like
yeah,
Beyonce.
I have to pick the costumes because they have to align with the colors of the room.
Exactly.
And hair, like everything has to be first, like everything we have to agree before we go in. The accent that people are using, at least all the things I can have control over, we have to make sure that it all fits into the story. And of course we haven't yet been able to perfect it.
Yeah,
but that's kind of where we're going, and once I think once we do that, we'll start having some really cool films.
Yeah, can we just bold that?
Yeah,
pre-production is key.
Pre-production is key.
And thank you very much for even just giving that beautiful example, because that's how it's supposed to be. That's how we're gonna keep going. That's how we keep growing.
Yeah.
in order to grow better, we need to know exactly what we're doing, how we're doing it. We gotta plan it.
Because that's why I'm like, you're basically Beyonce because she does the exact same thing where you have to be part, like, there's something in you I can see as a creative, as a filmmaker, where it's not so much that you're a perfectionist, you're just someone who's who has a very strong will in terms of what you want to see happen. And it's really nice that you have a system that so far works and that you're planning to just keep making it better, to keep getting better with it. That's really wonderful to hear. So please tell us where we can connect with you. If people want to keep up with your films, with your series, that is not a continuation, but standalone, where can we connect with you?
I'm on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube under the same names, Luqman Ali.
Can I please give a shout out to the name of your production company?
It's
Luqout Productions.
Luqout Films.
It's Luqout Films. Luqout Films. And it's spelled in the same way as your name. That's such a flex.
That is beautiful.
That's such a flex.
Let me just say, the first time I saw that, I was like, okay, we are dealing with a smart man.
Hey! That was no shame. I had to give you like a slow clap because that was so, so cool.
It's so funny for someone with dyslexia. I like wordplay so much.
Oh my gosh. I totally relate to that.
Hey.
I relate to that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's paying off. You know, creative industry,
I can
we love
barely
that.
Spell. The funny thing, I'll give you a funny thing about my name. My name is supposed to be spelled Luqman, but when they took me to my first school and they asked me to write it down, I couldn't spell it.
Aww.
So I spelled it wrong. And that's the way I kept it up to now.
You know what the cool thing about that is? That's really unique either way.
You know? You got born
so
and you're like...
it's the wrong spelling, but it's the right spelling for
it
me.
Works. I'm telling you, it's
it
the
works.
Right spelling.
You're not looking
it's,
back
it's
from
not
this.
The wrong one.
Perfect.
Your parents may have got it wrong, actually. You were right.
Yeah.
You were the right one. But thanks
Luqman,
so much.
It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking this time to talk to us. We're looking forward to 16 rounds.
Hey!
When can we expect 16
rounds?
Thanks
so much for having
me. Yeah, when is it? When is it?
I'm shooting it. I'm starting the shoot this end of this month. Mm-hmm. So hopefully in maybe a month or a month and a half.
All right.
Nice.
Looking forward to this. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for letting us have you. Please enjoy the rest of your day and we look forward to seeing more work from you.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right.
Bye.
16 rounds.
It looks like it's going to be quite the ride.
16.
It looks dope.
Round.
It sounds dope. The poster looks
my
dope.
My hands.
His
right
descriptions
now.
Sound dope.
Now.
I can't wait to see
why
it.
Why do we need to wait? Why? Come on.
Well, while we do, let's talk about another crime thriller that just got premiered and it's called La Femme Angela.
La Femme Angela.
I really hope I said it right.
La Femme Angela. It sounds like, you know, a perfume.
Yes.
It's just like, we're the best. We're the only. La Femme Angela. Like, it sounds so, seductive. Oh, it sounds interesting.
It sounds that good.
You know, the title is on point,
right?
As we have so well established.
Well, it's a psychological thriller film noir that tells the story of a young man, Nonso Bassi, whose life followed a negative trajectory after he fell for a beauty queen that he couldn't have.
Ooh, the tragic traits of treading tracks not meant to be treaded.
What?
Listen, it was an attempt at alliteration, okay?
An attempt at alliteration.
An attempt at alliteration.
That one sounds better.
What? No, come on. The first one was good.
The second one was better.
No, but I planned for that first one.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyways, what I was trying to say was that situations like that, you know, they always end up in tragedy. You know how it is. He knows he's not supposed to fall in love with her. And yet, boom, boom, he does. Why? For what? For who? For... Come on.
You know what they say.
What?
The heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart is also self-destructive and dumb. Did Romeo and Juliet not teach us anything? Like, come on, guys.
Look, I never said it wasn't. I'm just telling it like it is. This film explores that, though. But more importantly, it gives us a ton of action and thrills as we follow this doomed couple trying to figure it all out together.
Doomed with a capital D. Okay. Like, I do not have a lot of faith in this story in terms of a happy ending. A happy ending we will not have. But you know what?
Well, it's still a good story at the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
And we get to see the couple throughout the story.
It took 5 years to make this film. Oof. It took 5 years to make it. Majority of it was due to, you know, financial reasons. And then when it was finally ready to go, COVID. So then they had to push it further back to March of this year. So it only got premiered in, like, this month. I think on like the 19th.
Amen. You know what? 2020 was a mess for a lot of us.
A mess.
But I am sure that the wait was worth it. The script alone was written by Tunde Babalola.
Hey, the man who gave us Critical Assignment and Last Flight to Abuja.
He's a great writer.
He's been writing.
It's also produced by a woman-led company, just so you know. So that's always a win.
Win-win. It's always a win when it's like that. Yeah, no, I hear you.
I'm just happy that they were able to premiere it finally. It seems like it's a really good thriller. You know, great writing, great action.
Yeah.
Great visuals.
You know who else they need to write a crime thriller about? Jane Mugo.
Who's that?
Jane Mugo. Jane Mugo, Kenyan private investigator extraordinaire.
Tell me more.
Girl, first of all, she's infamous. Like, not just famous, infamous. So, so infamous. Like, okay, she gets the job done, right? Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But she's solved many cases. She's run a tight ship. Wait, there's no but there. But listen, she solved many cases, right? She runs a tight ship when it comes to her team.
Mm-hmm.
On many levels, her system works.
I feel like there's a but.
There it is. This is where the but comes in. But her methods, they border on illegal sometimes, you know? It's like, she's constantly in the midst of controversy. Her most recent exploits, they got her, like, formally charged this time. But they've been dropped.
Wait, but she's an investigator.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
wow.
They've been dropped. So, you know.
Okay.
But, like, but that's what makes it so interesting. She walks that line of, is she good? Is she crazy? Is she just a well-trained crook? You know, like, I think that's what would make for a very interesting film, you know?
You know, you're right there.
Mm.
She does sound like a really interesting character beyond her just being a woman.
Yeah.
You know, the kind that makes audiences want to learn more and more. Yeah. That's the kind of story that I'd like to write.
I'm telling you. Like, I know BBC have made a short documentary on her and her life. I watched majority of it. And she's... I just want to make a film about her. Like, she's just so, so much fun to watch. She's so stuck in her ways and she's so strong in her belief of what she's doing is perfectly fine and this is okay. And you're just like, sometimes you're like, yes, I agree. And sometimes you're like, oh,
no.
Whoa. Bruh. I need to see that have a feature film treatment.
Sounds like a proper biopic.
Of epic proportions. A real life Kenyan Sherlock Holmes, even. You know,
Sherlock.
Like, even he's messy, guys. Like, okay, at least the BBC rendition of it. Oh, he's so messy.
I mean,
that'd be cool.
True. You know what else would be cool?
What?
A Keanu Reeves comic come to life.
Keanu. Oh my gosh. He's doing it. He's doing the things. And I love to see it. Oh my gosh, I love that man.
Keanu is making an anime series called Berserker, which is, trust me, it's not spelled how it sounds.
It's not. It's Berserker.
B-R-S-R-K-R. He just decided, like, we don't need vowels anymore. It's okay.
Berserker. That's how you pronounce it. But he's also going to do a live adaptation starring himself. Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Keanu, guys. He can do no wrong. So I already know he's about to kill it.
Right.
He's gonna
the story itself is that there's this half-human, half-god that roams the earth, cursed and compelled to violence, even at the sacrifice of his sanity.
Oh my gosh, I'm already hooked.
But after wandering the world for centuries... Berserker may have finally found a refuge working for the U.S. government to fight battles too violent and too dangerous for anyone else. That sounds so good.
I'm ready to binge every
really
episode
good.
Of this.
It sounds like it's going to be huge fights and big explosions. And the story itself already has me hooked.
You know.
I love story.
She loves story.
I put it out there. Mm-hmm. I love story.
I'm ready for the action, man. Pew, 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 pew. Like, no, please. And Keanu is just...
He's all about his action, man, as well. So this is right up his alley.
He's really good at filming. All he needs to do is punch a guy and I'm in love. I'm like, he's right.
That's it. That's what it takes for you.
Keanu could pick up a knife and I'd lean forward in my seat.
Okay, like in other news. Let's jump straight to Zimbabwe. National Arts Council of Zimbabwe and the Pitten International Film Festival, PIFF, have launched the PIFF Africa 2021.
Yes.
More festivals, guys.
I'm telling you, much needed 12-month initiative. It focuses on celebrating filmmaking and seeks to work collaboratively with filmmakers who are based in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Farai Kovavira, the provincial arts manager for the National Arts Council, said that PIFF Africa 2021 is one of the programs which falls under the Memorandum of Understanding between the Council and PIFF, based in the United States of America.
Whoa. So they have, like, besides that mouthful, they have a whole MOU.
A huge formal mouthful.
You know? But they also got the MOU in the works.
Yeah, they've got a formula to the method. I mean, that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Ms. Kupavira says also that the partnership aims to create and foster relationships among artists, not only in Zimbabwe, but also to have them engage with fellow artists beyond.
Okay, so they're going to have, like, workshops, seminars, all of that.
The whole shebang.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds very similar to Multichoice Talent Factory, right?
I've noticed. And I think that's brilliant.
And while we're on it, congratulations.
The MTF alumni, they graduated.
2020, they did it, guys. Woo! We are so happy for you.
Welcome to the family.
Despite all the COVID crazy they that was
through.
2020.
You guys pushed through.
You guys pushed through. And a that's whole why, 18 months. Can you imagine?
And that's why it's so nice to hear that there are more initiatives like this. Because the more of those we have, you know, training African filmmakers, fostering relationships between them, the better. We need to get to know one another, guys. We need to know of each other's work, see how we can work together.
Collaboration
is key. And see how we can work together in future projects through things like MTF, through things like Africa 2021.
There we go.
Like,
I'm gonna say it again, collaboration, that's a thing.
I'm telling you.
Big thing in our futures.
It really is, guys. If we want to move forward, if we want to get to where we know as countries within Africa and as Africa as a whole can get to, we have to start collaborating. We have to start participating in these.
Do.
Amen to that.
You know, and also in our future, our more episodes.
You know, that's what we like to say. That's what we like to say. That's what we're looking forward to.
But until then, we've reached the end of this one. We got to learn more about African crime thrillers and upcoming festivals.
As well as new educational initiatives and women who have interesting lives to be filmed.
Special thanks to our content contributors, Muchema Sinkala, Amber Idonjesit, and Aranje Tamale for sourcing the news for this week's podcast.
Before we go, show some love for your new favorite podcast by following MultiChoice Talent Factory on Insta, Twitter, and Facebook to keep up with us and everything related to us. Which countries would you like to cover next?
Botswana,
Malawi,
Kenya,
Egypt. Tune in next week to find out as we continue to bring you anything and everything film in Africa. Same place, same time. I'm Nikki Nail.
And this is Serene Serena signing out.
Salam Sentle.